Hi there, my name is Lisa Vandenberger. Welcome to the Adventures with Jesus podcast. I have been through an experience the last couple of days and that I just wanted to share with you guys. And it's basically a strategy God has given me about how to bounce back from an attack. There are times when we're just going through things because we're tired or we haven't slept enough or we're eating the wrong foods or we're not being healthy or circumstances around us are affecting us. But there are other times that it's actually an attack from the enemy and we need to look at it from a different angle. So the other night I had a couple of bad dreams and I woke up and you know what it's like. You have the bad dreams and you wake up and you just don't feel yourself. You feel funny. The dream's going over and over in your head. And sometimes you just don't know how to get out of it. You get stuck in a mood, right? So I got up for my quiet time and I said to the Lord, please, will you help me to process this? What happened in the dreams? I've made this a practice and a thing that I do that when I wake up and I remember a dream, first of all, when I go to sleep, I say to the Lord, please, will you speak to me in my sleep? And then will you remind me when I wake up everything that I remember, help me to process? Or even in the middle of the night, if it feels like a significant dream, I'll just have my phone close to me and record the dream and then process it with him the next morning. So I woke up and I sat and processed these two dreams with him. And sometimes even that can be a challenge because you just feel so bad that you don't want to do anything about it. You either just want to stay in bed or just stay in the mood and mope around it. But I've learned that I don't want to live that way. And so I came and I sat with the Lord, and as we journaled through the dreams, I realized that there were some common themes that happened. So I sat and I journaled with him, and I wrote out the dream. And then as I write out the dream, I say to him, you know, Lord, what happened? So I'm writing out the dream, and I realized the common themes. And then I felt a bit better. And when Franz woke up and I could talk to him about it, I talked it through with Franz too. So I journaled with God, I talked it through with somebody that I trust and know will talk these things through with me. And what happened was I saw a common theme in the dreams. And the common theme was one of fear and one of hopelessness and one of being powerless. But another common theme in the dream was that in both of the dreams, even though I felt fear and hopeless and powerless, there was something in the dream that helped me to be able to overcome or be safe or rise above what was attacking me, right? So I said to the Lord, will you show me what the bigger picture is like? So beyond my quiet time that morning, so I took that kernel with me. And then I said, will you show me what's happening in my life? And he showed me the bigger picture of just what's been going on around me for the last few days. So not only in my own life have I been feeling this heaviness and this weight and fearful about things. Literally, as I've journaled over the last few days, I've sat paralyzed by fear in certain areas and thinking, God, I can never do that. And God, don't ask me to do that. And Jesus just asked me to come on this adventure with him of unpacking what was happening. So I realized as I've looked around the last few days that there are friends that have been feeling hopeless too. That there's just this theme of, wow, life can be so hard sometimes and where is God and I'm tired and I've fought for so long and I don't want to do it anymore. So just this common, in quite a couple of friends' lives that life feels overwhelming and too heavy. And then I realized that it was a general disposition that I had slipped into. Just, okay, we have to get up and we have to do stuff today. And we have to, you know, I was making myself do life and making myself try to not feel so down in the dumps. But then I'd come home from work and just sit and either scroll through Facebook or just sit and stare, you know, a cup of coffee and just sit and stare out the window. And I realized that I'd taken on this general disposition that day after day, I was not actually poking my head above the hopelessness, but sitting in it. And what happens is that it had overflowed in my dreams. And that's often a way that God will talk to me is through my dreams. And he'll give me revelation when I'm shut down and I can't think because I'm asleep. Then he'll show me something in my dreams. So when he showed me this big picture view of what had been happening in my life over the last couple of days and a few weeks, actually, I said to him, Lord, what's going on? Why is there such a pervading sense of hopelessness and fear and powerlessness? And he said, Lisa, there are times when you need to push through things because it's just, you know, as I said when we started this, because it's just circumstances around you, or you're not eating well, or you're not sleeping enough. But sometimes it's actually an attack by the enemy. And I remembered that he's told me this over the years, that hope is something I carry. I carry this infectious ability to believe that because God is our God, because he's working everything together for our good, because he's good, because he loves us, because he's on our side, that he's faithful to finish what he started, that I carry this sense of hope that says, have hope for your day, have hope in God, regardless of what the circumstances say, right? And because hope is such a strong message that I carry, it was actually being attacked by the enemy. And so this is something I've learned a little bit over the years, and it's so interesting that when you know what you carry, then it's easier to see when the enemy is actually attacking what you carry so that you won't step out into it. And I know that I'm in a season shift in my life where God's just opening up new things. But as he's doing so, he's saying, Lisa, we need to improve and increase your capacity to handle the new things too. And so part of this is learning how to see when what you carry and what you're stepping into is being attacked by the enemy, and then to know what to do about it. So as I went to bed last night, I had talked through some things with France again and just realized that, realizing that this was an attack, I was like, okay, Lord, what do I do about it? And there's a brilliant verse in James 4:7 where God gives us a strategy of how to do this. He says, submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And it's a beautiful two-part formula that results in an action that's taken, right? Results in a result. And so the first part says, agree with heaven. And sometimes as Christians, we can default to going, oh, enemy, you're not going to have me, Jets. And we go straight to the second part of the verse, and we skip the first part. So I've learned over the years, okay, Lisa, just agree with heaven. Agree with what God is saying about you. So he said to me last night, Lisa, I want you to actively go and find verses about hope. And in the YouVersion app, it's a fantastic Bible app, you can go and you can search by emotions or how you're feeling or what's going on in your life. So I went into the app and I typed in hope, and all the verses with the word hope came out. And there's a particular verse that so struck me, and it's Romans 5:15-13. It says, may the God of hope, the God of hope, and it's a natural attribute of his, fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with a hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And as I read that verse, I realized that God was giving me hope. So first of all, hope is in his nature. It's who he is. May the God of hope. Then I just needed to ask him to fill me with all joy, right? Joy about my circumstances, joy about realizing that the joy of the Lord is my strength, joy in thinking about what he can do and what he promises, and peace. That the result of knowing that God's got this, this is his nature, and he's doing this for me, will fill me with peace. And my part is, as I trust in him, as I trust that God will do this for me, and the result will be that I will overflow with hope, but not on my own strength, but because of the power of the Holy Spirit who's in me. And so, of course, when you take the word like this and you break it down and you let the Holy Spirit tell you what the word means, and you let him do what only he can do and help bring this word to life in you and show you how you can use it and what you can do with it, the word is faithful to do what it says it'll do, right? God said, I have sent my word and it will not return to me void, but it will accomplish that which I send it to do. And so it has started doing that. My hope has returned. I'm realizing more and more, okay, Lord, Lisa, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. And this has come through a variety of ways, through a message a friend shared with me and said, hey, go and listen to this, this dream, and processing it with God. Looking at the circumstances around me and God opening my eyes to this awareness that I was letting an atmosphere of hopelessness be around me. All of these different ways that God is so faithful to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to show us what's happening. He's really been challenging me too and saying, Lisa, we need to grow your capacity. So I've said yes. So now I'm saying, okay, Lord, I give you permission to grow my capacity. I'm asking you to open my eyes, my spirit, my heart to see what you're doing and help me to step up and say yes. And so what I encourage you to do, the whole cycle of this that I saw, is that when we experience something and Jesus says to us, come on an adventure with me, let me show you what's going on. That processing is so important. Sitting down, and I wrote down the dreams and said, okay, Lord, what's going on here? Processing with my husband, France, who's somebody trusted. So anybody trusted that you have around you, a friend or a mentor or somebody in your family, your spouse, somebody that you can talk this through with, and processing it through with God first and then with other people. Leads you to revelation, shows you what's happening in the situation. I see what's going on here. I see the bigger picture. So God took me from just having the bad dreams to then seeing the bigger picture of my life and realizing what was going on around me. And then he gives you a strategy. So he said to me, Lisa, go and find verses about hope. And in James 4:7, to agree with heaven and then disagree with the enemies. So I was sitting last night after I got this verse about hope, and I said, I disagree with you, enemy. I disagree with hopelessness. I disagree with you. I will not agree with you anymore. And as I submitted myself to God and said, Lord, you are the one that gives me hope, and then I resisted the enemy and said I would not agree with him anymore, the result has been that he has fled. And I didn't have bad dreams last night, and I've woken up this morning with a whole new level of hope that I haven't had for the last couple of days and couple of weeks. So I want to encourage you that this is the adventure that Jesus is inviting you on, is to raise your awareness of how to bounce back from an attack. So first of all, to realize that this isn't just because you're not stewarding your life properly, but this is an actual attack from the enemy on what you carry. But the beautiful thing is that once you realize what's happening, God will process it through with you. He'll give you a revelation of what's going on, and then he'll give you a strategy to be able to deal with it. And so I bless you, and I'm asking the Lord, Lord, show us all where we need to steward our lives better, where you're helping us, where you're showing us. I'm asking for an increase in awareness so that we are, instead of just going through the motions of life, that we're actually aware of what's going on. And Lord, alert us any way you like, through dreams or a podcast we listen to, or something somebody says, something we read in your word. Highlight us in a myriad of different ways, a song that we hear, so that we can be aware of what's going on. And then thank you so much that you're faithful to give us a strategy of how to deal with it, as you've done for me during this. This has been a cornerstone of a lot of the coaching I do, is actually asking two questions. And you'll hear me say this over and over again. And the first question I ask is, Lord, what's really going on here? As he's raising awareness of what's happening, I say, oh, Lord, I'm aware that something's going on here. Will you show me what's happening? Show me what's happening in the spirit realm. And then the second question I ask is, what am I supposed to do about it? What do I get to partner with Jesus in? As he says, come on this adventure, raising my awareness, and then saying, how do I come on this journey with you? What do I get to do? What's my part of the equation? What's your part of the equation? And how do we get to go on this adventure together? And he delights in doing that. He delights in making you aware, helping you to partner with heaven, and then resisting the enemy, bouncing back from that attack and going, thank you, Lord. Now we're back on the right path again. So I bless you with the knowledge of what's going on and the knowledge of what to do about it as you hold God's hand and as you go on this adventure with Jesus. So Jesus is inviting you on an adventure today. Will you accept?